Welcome to the Be Moved and Bloom podcast. If you're ready to dive deep, find incredible inspiration, and let yourself bloom into who you're truly meant to be, you're in the right place. Here you'll find transformational stories, spiritual tools, and practical wisdom to help you be your best self. Get ready to be moved and bloom.
Hello, welcome back everyone. Welcome back, my love, to another episode of Be Moved and Bloom podcast. I am your host, Louise Holcomb, and as always, I'm very grateful to you for choosing to spend this time with me. I have a slightly shorter episode for you today. We've had a couple of long ones the last few episodes, which has been amazing. I love listening to like a long podcast episode if I'm really into it, obviously. I usually listen to podcasts while I'm driving, which is funny for me to even say because I only started driving a couple of years ago. But now it's my time when I'm driving around to the classes I'm teaching most of the time to listen to podcasts for myself. So I love a long episode. But today I thought I would just jump on and give you a little quick tidbit of something that's been on my mind just lately. And the subject is really about self-confidence and looking outside of ourselves, for our source of confidence and our source of validation. So seeking external validation and building our sense of, first of all, like our sense of self, and then our sense of self-confidence based on things outside of us. So obviously this is a huge topic. I'm just going to, you know, this is a solo episode today. I'm just going to give you my take on it and really what's been on my mind lately about it, because we're all, you know, obviously, we all are affected by our level of confidence. Like our level of self-confidence really affects our entire life. It affects the way we interact with the world, and it also really affects the way we feel about ourselves. And our relationship with ourselves is really the most important relationship in our lives. So this is all very, you know, important stuff. And, you know, it's now March. I'm recording this on 3rd of March. And March is the month that throughout Be Moved Yoga, we're focusing on the solar plexus chakra, Manipura chakra, which is also often very closely associated with our sense and our connection to our confidence and our sense of self-worth, self-esteem. I'm going to do a whole other episode really diving into the solar plexus chakra, so we're not going to go super into that today, but I did want to mention that because it's just like a lovely tie-in, and it's really beautiful how these months are unfolding. I didn't really even think about it too much, as usual. I like to just do things rather than overthink them sometimes. But yeah, like how January was the root chakra, you know, really connecting to like our foundations, building our sense of grounding, you know, winter, new year, all that kind of energy. And February was the month where we were connecting with our sacral chakra, our sense of pleasure, and, you know, love was in the air with like Valentine's Day and stuff. I did a whole episode about love as well, connected with the sacral. And now this, the solar plexus, as we move into springtime, as we move into March, and just this past week in Vegas, it's been a lot warmer, which has been amazing. And you can really feel like spring is here, just about. Although I know that's not the case for lots of you listening still. Might still be pretty chilly where you are, but have faith and know that spring is coming and the energy is shifted, and I'm sure you can feel it. So Anyway, to dive into today's topic of self-confidence and this idea of outside validation and looking outside of ourselves in order to feel worthy. So, first of all, according to all the yogic texts, the yogic scriptures, according to almost every spiritual text, in fact, like throughout all the religions, throughout all the spiritual writings, at the base of lots of it is the, and obviously I'm like paraphrasing and lumping a lot in together, but honestly, throughout, like a common thread throughout all of them is that ultimately everything that we're seeking outside of ourselves, we actually need to be looking within in order to find it. And in order to connect to that part of ourselves that actually doesn't need any external validation. And that part of ourselves is that divine part, which is in every single one of us. It's that part of us that is, you know, God in human form, or however you want to phrase it. I don't really like using the word God, but I just did. But you get the idea, like divinity, creation within this body, connecting to that part of ourselves. Obviously, this is not something that just happens one day overnight. It usually requires a lot of self-study, a lot of time spent with ourselves, and, you know, really connecting to that spiritual part of ourselves. And I will say that living in this world, like this modern world, Western society that most of us are living in, it's really difficult to not feel like we need external validation. And our systems, our school system, our education system, just the way that most of us are brought up, in terms of like getting either praised or punished, you know, punished is a bit of a harsh word, but we're either getting praise for things that we've done, or we're getting told off for things that we've done incorrectly a lot of the time. Again, total generalization here, but you get the idea. And so we're constantly seeking, you know, we're programmed from a young age to constantly seek that external praise, that external validation. And now with like, since the dawn of the internet and with social media and literally having buttons embedded in these apps and in these tools, social media tools, to like or dislike something and to comment on things, comment on other people's, you know, avatars of themselves that they put out into social media and everything, you know, as most of you already know who are listening, most of you know that these things are designed to really act upon our natural tendency for seeking outside validation. So it's very difficult to pull yourself away from that and just decide that, oh yeah, everything I need is already inside me. I'm just gonna go and sort that out. Like, it's usually not that simple. Not to say it's not possible. It's definitely possible. And there's tools, you know, obviously yoga is an incredible tool. Meditation, spiritual practice in general, is an incredible way to connect to that part of yourself that really doesn't need any external validation, that is worthy simply because you exist. And connecting to that and really knowing that is very different to like hearing it and like understanding it logically. So that's kind of my general overview of like what external validation and seeking external validation can look like, or where it really stems from. It can look so many different ways. You know, our need to look outside of ourselves to feel worthy causes, oh my gosh, like it leads to so many irrational or dysfunctional or destructive behavior patterns. It can do. It can lead to like addictive behaviors. It can lead to really damaging behaviors, self-destructive behaviors. So, you know, if we feel like we're not worthy inherently, we're gonna reach for anything to make us feel better. And so that sense of worthiness, of knowing that we're worthy of love, really ultimately is what we're seeking, is safety and love. When we don't feel that, that is when, you know, resistance and friction arises within us and leads to all kinds of behaviors that aren't in our highest good. And self-worth, self-esteem, and self-confidence are slightly different, you know, slightly nuanced things. Confidence, in my mind at least, is more like that outer projection of ourselves. And to me, it seems like, you know, some people have nailed it. Self-confidence seems very easy for some people. And for some people, that low self-esteem is kind of interesting, because that could come across as self-confidence if somebody is able to, you know, flip it around and just kind of quote unquote like fake it till you make it, even though there is this sense of low self-worth. For some, they're able to flip it and just project outwardly this different kind of persona, really, who is confident, who does feel confident, and who seems like they feel worthy, but really maybe there's some inner turmoil, anxiety there. And then for some people who have low self-esteem, low self-worth, it might just be just that, like, it could make life and any kind of social situation feel really difficult and really trying. Like, you know, even things like formal education system can be obviously so difficult for somebody who is super shy or has low self-esteem. And, you know, the root cause of like low self-esteem can be so many things, but often stems from our childhoods and the way that our childhood went, because our beliefs about ourselves are usually generally formed. Our beliefs about ourselves and the world are formed in that state of mind between the ages of 0 and 7 years old. So when we're very young, our brain is developing, and our sense of ourself and our sense of the world is being formed. And those beliefs that we form during those years are then just kind of played on repeat throughout our teenage years, or our, you know, later childhood years, teenage years, and then into adulthood. And if we allow them to, if we kind of don't question our thoughts and beliefs at one point, you know, in adulthood, they can just continue to run our lives, and that can wreak a lot of problems if we've had a difficult childhood, if any kind, if we've experienced any kind of trauma. So self-confidence can be found, and speaking from my personal experience, and I've talked about this before in the podcast, but I used to be extremely, like, painfully shy and wouldn't ever dream of speaking in public. I mean, I would have nightmares about it rather than dream about it. But yeah, like raising my hand in class to say anything in school was like literally hellish for me. And I would just sweat so much and be just so nervous, like gripped, and just have like heart palpitations about voicing myself and being seen by other people in class. And that continued all the way through university for me. So I've never been somebody who's been naturally self-confident. And I honestly probably don't even consider myself to be a particularly confident person now, even though it might appear like I am from the outside looking in, just with what I do now, like teaching yoga, in front of people, being seen, my body being seen, and my voice being heard on this podcast and in everything else that I'm doing. So in my experience, and I'm sure many other people would agree, self-confidence and really connecting to self-worth and kind of piecing the puzzle together of like, of feeling worthy and feeling whole, in my experience, really came from creating a more positive relationship with myself. So like I mentioned at the beginning, like our relationship with ourselves really is the most important relationship we could have. And that's not in a weird, like selfish way or anything like that. It's just literally, you know, if we're not in any kind of relationship with ourselves, if we're cut off from ourselves, from that divine part of ourselves that is eternal and that needs no outside validation, if we're cut off from that in any kind of way, we are not going to feel as good as if we were in connection with it, first of all. And we're not going to be able to heal those wounds we might have, heal that low self-esteem and low self-worth that we might have, because you can't connect with and you can't heal from something that you refuse to acknowledge, right? Like Dr. Will Cole, who is a functional medicine doctor who I have recently discovered and love his work. He always says, you can't heal a body you hate. And that kind of echoes the sentiments of Ayurveda, which is like, you need to be in connection with yourself, your whole self, in order to heal and feel better. And if you're listening to this, you're probably interested in feeling better and in holistic healing and all that good stuff. So obviously this is really important. We need to be in connection with ourselves, and having a loving and positive relationship to yourself is something that is built up over time, most of the time. it doesn't happen overnight. I don't know anyone who has had just a very quick and easy journey of it, myself included. So first of all, if you want to build self-confidence, definitely acknowledge yourself and maybe just sit down with anything that you're feeling not great about, that feels difficult or like a big strain or a drain of your energy, and anything that, you know, has hurt you and kind of wounded your ego, wounded your self-confidence levels and made you feel unworthy, you know, in any way. And as kind of a first thing to do in order to kind of just see yourself, be in relationship with yourself, is to, yeah, just acknowledge what's going on. A great way to do this is sitting in meditation with yourself. And as you sit and as you breathe, you can ask questions to yourself like, how am I feeling? Like whatever's coming into your mind, you can, you know, allow rather than try and dismiss it. You can get curious and you can invite answers from your subconscious, mind, and from your inner self to answer the questions that you are asking yourself. And it might be, you know, where is this thought coming from? Where does this emotion come from? Whether it's fear, shame, anxiety, anything that's coming up for you as you sit. You can also do this same kind of thing with journaling, a journaling practice for yourself, writing out. You could even just do like brain dump of writing out how you're feeling. Whatever comes up for you, write it down, scribble it out, ask yourself, you know, again, where is this coming from? A lot of the times you might find that where things are coming from, where emotions are arising from, is from a lot earlier in your life. And discovering that is a really good thing, even though it might feel strange, it might feel difficult obviously it might bring up emotion, but bringing up emotion is ultimately a good thing. It's really important. Like I mentioned in the sacral chakra episode, it's so important to let ourselves feel. We gotta feel to heal. And the longer we hold stuff in and stuff things away, stuff emotions away, cut ourselves off from them, the longer we're gonna be in pain ultimately. So that's my recommendation. One, you know, there's many ways for you to connect to yourself. A great way that I even discovered connection with myself was through physical yoga practice, asana practice, and getting to know my body, getting to know how it moves, and getting to know my breath. Being able to breathe more fully was hugely expansive for me, like literally expansive in my body and mentally and emotionally too. It allowed me to really see things as they are and be able to call up emotions and then allow them to release. So doing whatever it takes to connect to yourself, treating yourself nicely, it sounds so basic, but literally being just in a good relationship with yourself obviously involves treating yourself with kindness, including the words you say to yourself out loud or in your head, the conversations you have with yourself, and yeah, just the way that you're interacting with yourself. This is all going to lead to a much more peaceful sense of, like, a big relief of, like, it's okay, I know I'm worthy of being here on the planet. I know I'm worthy of this life that I get to live. I know I'm worthy of love. I know I'm worthy of feeling safe and having a nice life. We're all worthy of that. Something that kind of really hit me, that clicked for me during 2020, during the lockdown, was that I just suddenly connected to, you know, everything was going on with the pandemic and with the huge movements that were going on with Black Lives Matter and everything that was coming up to really be seen and healed during that time. And I just remember feeling so strongly that, just feeling love and feeling like every single human on this planet is worthy of having a good life. Like, everyone deserves that. Everyone deserves all the common decencies and more. Everyone deserves to live a fulfilling and peaceful and happy life. And just feeling that really strongly, and then being like to myself, everyone is worthy of this, which includes me. So I'm worthy of this, everyone is worthy of this. And if you're somebody who in the past has struggled with self-confidence issues or self-worth issues or lacking in self-worth, which is something you discover, you know, throughout your life. But if you're somebody who's like that, that might be a good big picture way to really think about it as well. It's like, of course, this person next to me, you know, is absolutely worthy of everything that I want as well. So why wouldn't I be worthy of those things? So that's a more like altruistic way to view the world and to view your own self-confidence, if that's helpful for you. If it's more helpful for you to simply focus, like I was mentioning before, on that relationship to yourself, then absolutely do that. But yeah, you know, ultimately, we're all worthy. We're all made of the same energy. We're all connected to the same energy. And we are all inherently love, ultimately, runs through every single human on this planet. So if you're feeling unworthy of anything, remember, you are worthy, and so is everyone else. There's a few other kind of more day-to-day ways that you can help yourself to feel more self-confident. A lot of the practices, a lot of the things might include pushing yourself a little bit outside of your comfort zone. So if your comfort zone is in that more shy or wallflower kind of personality, or not really feeling like being seen, putting yourself out there, a good way to kind of slowly test and expand your comfort zone and that window of tolerance for being seen is just by doing things that you know that you really want to do, but maybe have felt held back or felt like you've been holding yourself back from doing. And, you know, God, it could be literally anything. It might be like wearing bright colors at work because you don't want to look too loud, even though you love bright colors. You know, everyone wears whatever the fuck they want at work these days anyway, I'm sure. So especially if you're working on Zoom at home, you know, just maybe being a bit more flamboyant if that is what you're desiring, but you feel like you're holding back, you know, I would say try that. You can try with your outward appearance. You can also try doing things that scare you or maybe have felt really intimidating, something like going for a run if you've never run, but you want to get the benefits of it, or if you want to spend more time outside or have exercise where you aren't looking at a screen. Maybe just starting really small. It's definitely a good idea to start small baby steps and expand that window of tolerance for your confidence slowly. It might be going to a yoga class, even though it's felt intimidating in the past. Literally anything. It could be anything that you know you want to do, but for some reason you haven't yet. What's the reason you haven't yet? Is it because you feel scared? And if it is, what exactly are you scared of? Are you scared of being seen? Are you scared of shining too brightly that you make other people feel intimidated? That's a good thing. It's a good thing if you do that. If you shine brightly, you give permission to others to also shine brightly. And I'm not the first person who said that. I know that's probably like an actual quote from somebody, but I feel like it's just said a lot in the self-development space, personal development space. But it's true. And letting your confidence shine, like really letting yourself shine. And the reason that I'm even like, even the language around this, like the word shine, is connected to our self-worth of the, that's within the solar plexus. Like the solar plexus is our sun center. It's connected to the energy of the sun, that radiant energy. So, you know, that's not a coincidence. But allowing ourselves to really tap into confidence gives other people permission and paves the way for other people to also connect to their self-confidence, because you're not doing anyone any favors by just sitting indoors and not doing the things that are going to bring you joy and make you feel good. You're not doing yourself any favors, and you're definitely not contributing anything positive to the world by holding yourself back from being great, doing the things that you love, and letting yourself, giving yourself permission to receive the things that you want. It's not helping anyone. So connect to yourself. Make sure that you, first of all, develop some kind of relationship with yourself. If you've been unaware or cut off in any way from your sense of self, you know, and remember that you can always like reinvent yourself. Think about Madonna, an idol of mine. You know, she's reinvented her look, her sound, everything so many times. And you can do the same. You don't have to be the same person that you were, well, you're not even the same person in your cellular structure that you were a few days ago. our cells get renewed very quickly. I don't know the exact numbers, but, you know, physiologically, we're different every single day, and every single day is a brand new start. So my point is, you can always start again, and you can always choose, really, you can always choose yourself. You can choose to say yes to yourself, and rather than seeking outside of yourself for validation or for permission as well, you can choose to give yourself that permission and validation simply by being. You are here, you are worthy simply because you exist, simply because you're here in this human form. You're already worthy of love, of safety and security, and of everything that you desire, truly. And so let this, if nothing else, let this episode and these words be your reminder that you do get to choose yourself, and you don't need that external validation, even though it's so tempting, especially with things like social media. Even with, you know, even before social media, with things like just media and magazines and TV and film, it's so easy and it's so tempting to compare ourselves to other people and to decide there and then, because of something that we've seen or something that we've heard, decide that we're not worthy and not good enough. But this is the societal conditioning that we're here to break free from. And so remembering that you don't need anyone else's external validation, honestly. It might feel like you do, it might seem like you do, but truly, like the spiritual texts all say, everything you need is inside of you. That connection to yourself, that most important relationship, is really all you need to allow yourself to go out into the world and do the things that you truly want to do, that your heart wants to do. So that's my little spiel for the day on self-confidence and external validation. Of course, like everything, it's a practice. You know, confidence is a practice, and anyone who seems confident, I almost guarantee you that they have at least at some point not felt that way, and they have worked on changing that, and they've worked on their relationship with themselves and flipping that script around so that they at least outwardly project that sense of confidence. And truly feeling that inner peace that comes with validating ourselves, essentially, that comes with loving ourselves, is something that you will experience when you get in connection to that deeper part of yourself that's below the surface. Connect to your spirit and connect to your true self, which is ultimately the energy of love. And that is where we start to feel just like that big relief, big sighing out breath relief of feeling safety and at home, and knowing that we are worthy. So I'm going to leave you with those words today. And I hope this episode has served you and given you the boost of confidence, even though you don't need anything external. But maybe these words have given you just the motivation to reflect on your own sense of relationship to confidence and your own self-worth, which I hope is beaming out and through the roof. And if it's not, you can use some of the practices that I spoke about in this episode to help activate and really amplify your sense of self-worth. As always, I'm sending you an absolute ton of love. I love you so much, and I'm really grateful that you are here with me. It means the absolute world to me. If this episode has been helpful for you, I would love it if you could share it with someone who might find it helpful as well, or might love listening to it and boost their own self-confidence. Please consider leaving me a review, a 5-star rating on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts. It's very simple, very easy to do. Literally takes a couple of seconds, but it makes such a difference for this podcast to reach more people. And before I jump off, I did want to mention to you as well, if you haven't heard, I have an absolutely incredible offering for you happening later this year in 2022, which is my Kenya Yoga and Safari Retreat. So it's going to be 8 days together. This, by the way, is a total self-confidence transformation. I know that travel, especially international travel and retreats and the whole retreat experience and being with an amazing group of people in a new environment, having an adventure, I know that this is a completely transformative experience and you will not be the same person. You'll not return home the same person. You will be a transformed, up-leveled version of yourself after this incredible journey with me. So a lot more details about the retreat are available in the show notes. I've linked everything in the show notes. You can also go to bemovedyoga.com and you will see it right on the homepage, all the information about this retreat. It is in collaboration with the Safari Retreat, my lovely friend Becky, who organized on the Kenya end of things. And we'll be spending, like I said, 8 nights together. We'll arrive in Nairobi. We'll spend 3 nights together on a safari in the wild, connected to wild nature in the Kenyan bush, which is, you know, truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So we'll spend 3 nights there and then 4 nights on the coast in the Watamu tree houses, which is an absolutely beautiful property built specifically. It's like an eco home almost, built specifically to be in rhythm with nature. We'll have private beach access, lots of beachside activities, and obviously every day, daily yoga, meditation, and so many other lovely offerings that I'm not going to give away. There will definitely be some sound healing and a beautiful full moon ritual on the beach before we leave. All accommodation is luxury. It's luxury glamping during the safari and luxury lodging at the tree houses on the beach. And all travel, in-country travel, is covered. There's so much more that you can find out if you just go to the link in the show notes or go to bemovedyoga.com. But there are a few spaces left. It's a very small and intimate retreat, so space is very, very limited. I highly encourage you, if this is something that's calling to you, if you have always dreamed of having an absolute adventure, if you've dreamed of being on a safari, or if you just want a complete reset, total getaway. You know, there's so much going on in the world right now that is heavy and really difficult to deal with. And if you need something to look forward to, if you want just an absolutely incredible, transformative experience, this investment in yourself is really where it's at. So you can save your space with a 10% deposit. And we also have options for a payment plan throughout the year. The retreat is happening October 31st to November 8th of 2022. So it's a little while away. I'm so excited that I want to talk about it now. It's also, you know, a big trip, so it's good to plan ahead, good to have something to look forward to. So if you're interested, please get in touch with me. If you have any questions about it as well, you can always chat to me, louise@bemovedyoga.com, or you can DM me on Instagram @bemovedyoga. I've linked everything in the show notes for you as well. But if you want to save your spot, don't hesitate, because they are going quick. You can go to bemovedyoga.com and sort it all out there. So, my loves, I am sending you so much love. I cannot wait to hear your questions about the retreat if you have any. I can't wait to chat with you about it more because I'm so excited about it. And I hope that this episode, like I said, has given you that little boost of encouragement that you needed to just be a bit more yourself, know that you're worthy, and truly tap into the confidence that lies within you that does not need any external validation. I love you and hope you have a beautiful rest of your day and beautiful weekend.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you heard this. To stay connected with me, head to bemovedyoga.com and sign up for my email list. I'm also bemovedyoga on Instagram. Catch up with you soon. Lots of love from Louise.